Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back. Guten Erev Shabbos. In this week's Parsha, there's a beautiful insight that's made by Rabbi Yitzchak Balazhiner, and that is based on a pasuk that we find already in Sefer Bereishis. The pasuk says, Lo yikare od shimcha Yaakov, ki im Yisrael yi shemecha. Vayikra shemo Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu that his name is no longer going to be Yaakov. From here on in, it is going to be Yisrael. So the Rabbi Yitzchak Balazhiner makes a beautiful insight, and that is, why is it that we find all throughout Sefer Bereishis, even after Yaakov Avinu's name is changed to Yisrael, still he's referred to as Yaakov. And in fact, if you look in the Psukim, the family of Yaakov Avinu is called Bnei Yaakov. Why are they not called Bnei Yisrael? Once Yaakov's name is changed, his family should now be referred to as Bnei Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Balazhiner as follows. He explains that from here on in, from Sefer Shmos and on, we no longer find that Bnei Yaakov are called Bnei Yaakov, they are now called Bnei Yisrael going forward. I thought the simple understanding of this is because now the Bnei Yaakov are physically not alive anymore. They now turn to Bnei Yisrael, which is a more klaliistic, it's more a general sense, instead of calling them an individual Bnei Yaakov. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Balazhiner points out a little bit deeper. And he writes that this, in fact, is a simen l'chol hadoros. This is something which is an indication for all future generations. You know, you take, for example, the president of a certain very famous country, the president of the United States makes a mistake, he does something terrible, and he does something which is very inappropriate. Let's just use that as an example. Does anyone go around and say that America is a horrible country? Does anyone automatically translate that as to mean that all the citizens of America are terrible people? No, we say that America is a wonderful place. America has many upstanding citizens, but the president of the country happened to have made a mistake. However, for some reason, when it comes to the Jewish people, if we have one individual that makes a mistake, for example, you look in the newspaper headlines when Bernie Madoff made the terrible mistake that he did and he was caught, so the headlines did not say Bernie Madoff makes a mistake. The headlines say the Jews are money hungry, the Jews strike again. There seems to be a double standard when it comes to others who make a mistake. It is pinned on the individual. It's not something that reflects on the whole populace. When it comes to the Jews who make a mistake, it seems to reflect on everybody. This, says Rabbi Yitzchak Balazhiner, is what it means. Lo yikare od shimcha Yaakov. You are no longer living alone. You're no longer individuals. You're no longer separate people. You are now in the Gullus, and you are subject to this double standard of the Gullus. You are subject to this, that the Umas HaOlam, that all the different nationalities of the world, once one Jew makes a mistake, ki im Yisrael, it will be blamed on the entire Jewish people. It's something that will lay a terrible cast on all of you, not just on the individual person who made the terrible mistake that he did. We find that Klal Yisrael is referred to as a set, as a sheep, like the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Seh Pizura Yisrael. Chazal make a drasha and they say, Ma Seh Hazeh, just like if you take a sheep and you hit it, so we don't just assume that the head of the sheep is going to get hurt from the hit, rather, he says, the Chazal tell us, that Kachem Yisrael, when you hit a sheep, the entire sheep is shaken up. So too, Klal Yisrael, when one person makes a mistake, even if it's a Jew who's living on the other end of the world, it's a Jew who's living in Japan and China, it's a Jew who's living in Australia, but if he makes a mistake, this makes headlines, and the way they write up the headlines are as an attack on the entire Jewish people. This is also in Shiras HaAzinu, we're told, Ki Chelak Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chevel Nachaloso, that Klal Yisrael is referred to as a Chevel, as a string. The same way when you take a string and you move one end of it, the whole entire string ends up moving. So too Klal Yisrael, if one end of the string, if one end of the loop does something which is out of line, the entire rope, the entire string, so to speak, will actually be moved. You know, we just marked the 100th anniversary of the Mendel-Bilus blood libels in Russia. I don't know how many people are familiar, I'm sure almost everybody, but basically the story was at the time, there was a blood libel that was made against this Jewish person, Mendel Bilus, and the main claim that was made against him and the entire Jewish community of Russia was based on a Gemara in Yevamah Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us that if you look in the Psukim, Atem Kruim Adam, the Gemara says, you, Klal Yisrael, are the only ones who are referred to as Adam. You are called by this special title of Adam, Ve'ein Umas HaOlam Kruim Adam. But nobody else in the world is referred to as Adam. So the government had a big problem with this Gemara. How can you Jews claim that you're the only ones who are referred to as Adam? Don't all human beings have the right to be called as such? Don't you think that everybody is equal? do you think that just because you're an Adam and no one else is, it means that you're allowed to murder other human beings because no one else has the status of Adam? This was the claim that they were holding up against the Jewish community from this Gemara in Yevamos Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Jewish community was quite concerned about this attack against them. And finally, one of the great Rabbanim of the time, by the name of Rabbi Mazel, which just parenthetically stands for Mizera Aaron HaKohen. He was a Kohen, so that's why his name was Mazel. My father told me yesterday that Jackie Mason is somehow a relative of Rabbi Mazel, and Mason comes from Mazel. Okay, interesting. But basically, he was a Rav in Russia at the time. And he said that he would go ahead and represent the Jewish people against this claim and explain what the Gemara means. He said as follows, there are four ways that we can refer to a human being when we refer to an individual. We can call him an Enosh, a Gever, an Ish, or an Adam. And said Rav Mazah that the first three of these references, the first three of the names, Enosh, Gever, and Ish, when you talk about them in the singular, so they have that connotation, Enosh, Gever, and Ish. When you talk about them in the plural, all of a sudden it switches to Anashim, Gvarim, and Ishim. That's the plural of those three names. But when we talk about an Adam, when we refer to a human being as an Adam, there is no plural word for Adam. There's no word as Adamim. So Klal Yisrael, what it means, that Klal Yisrael, Atam Kriyim Adam, Ve'inu Masa'olam Kriyim Adam, that means Klal Yisrael are the only ones that although we're such a large nation, although we're so many individuals, we don't refer to ourselves as Enosh, we don't refer to ourselves as Gever, not as an Ish, but as Adam, because we are one. And that's something that anyone in Klal Yisrael who makes any sort of mistake, Kulanu Ashemim, all of us are going to be held accountable, and all of us are going to be held responsible. This is what Rabbi Yitzchak Balajner learns out from that famous Gemara. Lo Yikare Od Shimcha Yaakov, your name, once you get into the Golos, is no longer going to be individual people. It's no longer going to be Yaakov Avinu or Bnei Yaakov. Rather, from here on in, it's going to be Bnei Yisrael. We are all held accountable. I thought this was an appropriate time, perhaps, to talk a little bit about this issue of Chilul Hashem. When one individual does something, somehow it seems to reflect upon everybody. It seems to make some sort of impact on all Jews all over the world. Why is it that we're held to this double standard? Why is it fair that we all get blamed when one Jew does something wrong? Perhaps I was thinking the idea is based on the Psukim in Parshas Emor. We are told in Parshas Emor, Ubas Ish Kohen Ki Seichel Liznos, when you have the daughter of a Kohen who goes ahead and involves herself in inappropriate activity. Es Aviyah Hi Mechaleles, it says that she has desecrated the name of her father, the name of her family, Ba'esh Tisarev, and she is subject to the punishment of Sreifa. The Mefarshim point out that Sreifa is one of the more chamer Onshe Misa. Sreifa is one of the more serious punishments a person can get. Why do we have a double standard? If a regular Jewish girl goes ahead and involves herself in inappropriate activity, she is only subject to chenek, which is a much lower level of punishment. Why is it that when a Bas Kohen goes ahead and makes a mistake, that she is held to this high standard and she is killed with the Misa of Sreifa? Explains Reb Simcha Zisel in his Sefer Ar Rashaz, he writes as follows, that the Gemara writes in Shabbos Daf Chaf and in many other places, we know that Kohanim are referred to as Zrizim. Kohanim are referred to as people who are very careful. Rashi explains, Shekulam hayu b'nei Torah, b'charedim in iskara. The Kohanim are always the ones who are careful about everything. Kohanim have to teach their families to be careful about Truma, to be careful about Kachim, to be careful about being Metamei L'Mason. These children who grow up in the houses of Kohanim are ones that were used to being careful. They got a chinuch like nobody else got. They were trained to be careful like nobody else was trained. So if you have somebody who comes out of a family like that, somebody who comes out of an upbringing as such, yes, we're going to hold him to a higher standard because there's more that's expected of him. There's more that we wanted to come out of him. He was trained in a way that none of us were trained, and therefore, es havia hi mechaleles. Yes, if a Bas Kohen makes a mistake, it is much worse than a regular Bas Yisrael who makes a mistake, because she is bringing upon the entire Shevet HaKohuna a big blemish. It's interesting to note that when the Torah warns the Kohanim not to become Tamei Lameis, so we know the Psukim tell us, Kedoshim Tiyu. So I might think, okay, let's say I'm a Kohen, and I'm not up to that level of Kedoshim Tiyu. I'm not on the Madrega, I'm not at that special level of being a real Kaddish. I might think, I can stay in the level of Beinonis, I could be an intermediate, I could be somebody who's in the middle. But then, if you read the pasuk further, it says, "Kadoshim tiyu, v'lo yichalalu shem Elokeihem." Yes, you have to be kadosh, but the alternative to kedusha is not just staying in the middle. The alternative to kedusha is v'lo yichalalu shem Elokeihem. If you don't make a kiddush Hashem, you are going to be making a chilul Hashem. There is no middle of the road. A person at all times has to be careful, because our actions are always being judged. Either they're being judged as a Kiddush Hashem, and it's going to be a global Kiddush Hashem for all the Jews, or we're going to be judged by a Chilul Hashem, which is going to have repercussions on all the Jews as well. In the second parasha of Kriya Shema, we find the same idea. V'hayam shama tishma el mitzvas Hashem, la'avas Hashem elokechem, la'avda b'chol levavchem, l'chol nafshechem, right? We're very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But right after that, we find, Hishamu lochem, pen yifte levavchem, v'sartem, v'abadatem, you're going to go serve Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? There's no middle? It's either that I'm extremely closely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I'm serving Avodah Zarah. Yes, say the Mefarshim. The answer is that there's no middle ground. There's no staying in the middle. It's either you're making at all times an absolute Kiddush Hashem, or you're an absolute Chilul Hashem. Similarly, the Svarno points out, Hinani amino sein lefnechem hayom bracha uklala. Ask the Svarno, what do you mean? Either my life is going to be a bracha, or it's going to be a klala? Isn't there a middle ground? Says the Svarno, no. The options in life are either bracha, you're always making a Kiddush Hashem, or a klala. You're actually bringing about a Chilul Hashem. Perhaps this is also the idea why on Yom Kippur, by Mincha on Yom Kippur, it's a little bit strange, but we lay in the parsha of Arayos. We lay in the parsha all about inappropriate relations. And it's strange to understand why is it on the holiest day of the year we take the height of the day and we discuss issues which nobody is thinking about at the time. Perhaps the idea is the same. We want to remind everybody, when you are on this level on Yom Kippur, when you are like a malach, when you are on this extremely high madrega, which generally we don't reach the rest of the year, you have to understand that if we don't keep to this high standard, if we don't keep to this level which we find ourselves on now, we can end up in the lowest of the low. We can end up even in Arayus, even though it's something we can't even imagine at the point that we're holding right now on Yom Kippur, by Mincha time, right before Ne'ilah. Still, we have to remind ourselves constantly that these are our two options that we have laid out in front of us. It's either Bracha or Klala. It's either Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem. And we have to be extremely vigilant and careful about that. The Gemara writes in Kiddushin Daf Mem, Ein Makifin Mechilul Hashem. Says the Gemara, what does it mean, Ein Makifin? Amar Mazutra, She'ein Osim Kechenveni. Rashi says, Dinefra Mimenu Miyad. The Ribbono Shel Olam has no tolerance for Chilul Hashem. There's no delay for the punishment. It's not like, the Gemara says, it's not like a supermarket where you can have an account and you'll pay it up later. No, this is something that the Ribbono Shel Olam makes you pay for right away. It's not something that he has any patience for. And the reason for that is because a Chilul Hashem is something that really has repercussions on the whole entirety of Klal Yisrael. It's not simply an action that a person does on his own. The Gemara writes in Kiddushin on Mem Amud Beis, right after the first Gemara, the Gemara says, "Ein tchilas dino shel adam ela al divrei Torah." After a person goes up for his din v'cheshbon, so the first question he's going to be asked is going to be about divrei Torah. Did you learn properly? And Tosas right away asks the kasha. He says, "What do you mean? Don't we know the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph that when a person goes up to Shemayim, the first question they're going to ask him is Nasata v'Nasata b'Amuna? Did you do your business honestly? Were you careful always to pay your income taxes? Were you careful always to be honest in everything you did and all your dealings in business?" So what do you mean? How does the Gemara say that the first question they're going to ask is going to be about Divrei Torah? Don't we know the first question is going to be about doing business honestly and doing things above board? So there are many answers that are given for this question, but the Eliyarabba points out in our Achayim in the end of Siman Kuf Nun Vav, he quotes from his grandfather, that I'll tell you what the answer is. Yes, the first question is going to be, were we honest in business? The first question is going to be, did we do every dealing that we had in life with integrity? But that, if we can't answer that question properly, if we're not going to be able to say that we did do everything above board and we were careful never to make a Chilul Hashem, then that is going to reflect on the Divrei Torah that we learned as well. That is going to affect, that's going to make a Chilul Hashem on everything we did in our lives. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, if you see a Talmud Chacham who does something wrong, people are going to say about him, "Oy lo, lazeh, sharabav of limdo Torah." People are going to say, this person is such a terrible person. Which kind of rabbayim did he have? Which kind of family was he brought up in? So perhaps that's what the answer is over here as well. Yes, the first question we're going to be asked is going to be about dealing in business honestly, but the repercussions of that answer are going to reflect on our Divrei Torah as well. This is what our lives are all about. This is something we need to perpetually work on. Be mekadesh shem shamayim, and this is what we mean when we say nekadesh hashimcha be'olam, kishem shemakdishim osa b'shmei marim. The same way the job of the malachim is solely to bring honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is precisely our job and our mission on this world as well. If we're not careful to be mekadesh, the only other choice is to be mechal. This is what we learn from Kedoshim Tiyu and V'lo Yichalalu, that there is no middle ground. It's either bracha or klala. And this is our responsibility, as no longer being called B'nai Yaakov, we are now referred to as B'nai Yisrael. It's our responsibility to be careful to remember our larger-than-life capability, that every action we do really has repercussions on the entirety of Klal Yisrael. I wish everyone a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos up ahead.